Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus. You might not immediately recognize Ron Livingston in the new miniseries Saints and Strangers, the two-night story of the Pilgrims' arrival at Plymouth that debuts Sunday at 9 on the National Geographic Channel.
I am Governor Carver. You speak English?
English, yes. Somerset.
Somerset? You live in these woods?
Somerset, live up far north, Mount Shigong.
He's not even from these parts. Who taunts us week after week here? Who's watching from the forest?
Easy, Hopkins, you'll frighten him.
Are there others who would do us harm? Who are our neighbors?
The actor, known to a generation of fans from movies like Swingers and Office Space, and series like Sex in the City and Band of Brothers, appears under a matted mane as John Carver, the first governor of Plymouth Colony, whose struggles began on the Mayflower and only got worse in the New World. The miniseries tells a more sobering version of the events around the first Thanksgiving than many of us got in school, although I can see it being shown in social studies classes for years to come. Ron Livingston, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How did you get interested in this project?
I got a phone call, and it's one of those things where when you hear about it, it just sounds kind of too good to pass up. And I've done a couple of these historical things before. And there's really something about when they bring in the elements of the costumes, you get the sets, you get the wardrobe. It's kind of an experience unlike most of what you do with acting, you know, where you're walking around in jeans talking on the phone.
What kind of research did you do into who John Carver was?
Very little. It was a short notice gig, so I had about a week and a half to prepare, 2 weeks. I jumped into a wonderful book, Mayflower, that had a lot of great backstory and a lot of good, tellings of the events.
Here lies the main thoroughfare. This the common house, and farmland twixt the households.
Houses rise too slowly, Carver. Many lie abandoned in their early stages. The builders just taken ill.
Everyone save the crew has left the Mayflower. If we don't accommodate with more housing soon, we will freeze to death. We can't continue to pile in the common house, lest the sickness spread.
How many are we this day?
Breathing with the Lord.
They are all with the Lord here, Billington.
The head count of the living, if you please, Mr. Winslow.
One thing I've noticed about playing historical characters is I think there's a trap you can make of doing too much research and knowing too much. They were really kind of flying blind. They didn't really know where they were. They didn't quite understand how they got there, and they had no idea of what lay ahead of them. So I guess I could say I cultivated a little bit of a studied ignorance of what was going on.
So you've got the saints, who are the pilgrims who came across, of course. The strangers were the Mayflower's hired hands. And then a third aspect of this story is the Native Americans. What did you make of their role, both in the filming and in the story?
You know, the Native stuff to me is the most fascinating part of it. I mean, I hadn't heard anything about the secular half of the Mayflower contingent that were basically just there, you know, as startup small businessmen that were hoping to, you know, set something up. But the Native stuff, it was a very strategic decision as far as trying to strengthen themselves in relation to some of the other groups.
You shot this series in Cape Town, South Africa. What was that experience like, and how did it stand in for Massachusetts for you?
It really surprised me how well it worked. My first thought was, wait, what? We're going to go across the world to do Massachusetts? But it shares a lot of the traits of Massachusetts now, which is beautiful, gorgeous coastlines, lush green forests, and a lot of the elements that Massachusetts doesn't have anymore. Like, there's no, you don't see a whole ton of cell phone towers and planes flying overhead. You know, the waves, just the surf there is kind of incredible. I sort of joked that it looked great as long as you didn't pan up too high. If it was basically Massachusetts down here, and if you looked up, it was like all of a sudden the Lion King. So that, you kind of had to keep the camera down off the mountains.
That's interesting. I'm going to do a spoiler alert here for people who are planning to watch the two-night series, but you have a death scene in this show. How did you prepare for that?
It was the last thing I did. I basically just tried to figure out what exactly it was he was dying of. And then it was just a good, you know, a good old-fashioned falling down on your face. So that was about it. So I tried to pick a spot that didn't. I cleared out rocks in the spot where my face was going to land. That was most of my preparation for the death scene.
I was trying to think, getting ready to talk to you about, you know, all of your roles. Have you done a lot of death scenes on camera before?
I've done a couple.
We're talking with Ron Livingston, who is one of the stars of Saints and Strangers, which begins Sunday night on National Geographic Channel. Has this experience or your research into the role changed how you're viewing celebrating Thanksgiving next week at all?
To me, Thanksgiving is really more about, you know, gratitude and taking a moment to, you know, it's better if it's more than once a year, but at least once a year to be, you know, gracious and thankful for all the blessings that come our way.
I want to ask you about some of your other performances. You were on the last season of Boardwalk Empire,
yes.
Playing kind of an investigator who's trying to figure out something that the viewers have known for a couple of years, but the characters haven't been able to prove yet. And it's a really interesting role. It's a great period drama. Were you a fan of that show before you joined up?
I was. I was a big fan of that show. You know, it's a very New York show. It's a very East Coast show. So, Scorsese connection and everything. So, a lot of great New York actors in that. And I was really excited to have a role come up where they, you know, I was a guy from out of town, so I think that it made sense for them to go, oh, let's get somebody from, you know, from a little west of here. Gretchen Moll was just delicious to work with. You know, she was really wonderful and sweet, talented and great.
What were your emotions like when the reveal finally happens as you were filming it, when her character finally realizes the jig is up and you're sort of the hatchet man?
It's a whole year of setup to basically one big reveal. So I thought it occurred to me that, like, boy, if this reveal doesn't work, you know, the whole thing is going to sink. So I knew it was a kind of a crucial scene.
You're one of those actors who always pops up in places, you know, maybe where viewers aren't necessarily expecting them. And one example is The End of the Tour, the David Foster Wallace movie. You're in it for just a couple of minutes, and I wondered how long you were on set for that.
Not much longer. I was there for a couple of minutes. I think I might have been there for half a week. And a long time David Foster Wallace fan.
Did you ever get to meet Wallace?
You know, I didn't, which I kicked myself a little bit about that, because watching the movie and seeing that story, it makes me feel a little better, because I realize he probably wouldn't have taken the phone call or been interested in whatever. So it really was within the realm of possibility that I could have tried to meet him. But I'm not, to be honest, I'm not entirely sure how he would have taken it or what we would. Sometimes, you know, sometimes your heroes, your artistic heroes, your literary heroes, it's better if they stay afar, you know?
You've had a lot of roles in very beloved works, and I wonder, nowadays when fans come up to you, what's the show they cite the most? Is it Band of Brothers, or still Office Space, or something else?
It kind of varies as time goes by, and it varies in where I'm at, you know, and who's around me. Band of Brothers is definitely big. Office Space comes up. Sex and the City is... I can do no wrong with flight attendants. Anytime I fly somewhere, flight attendants, for some reason, all love Sex and the City. There's a couple ones that crop up. You know, The Conjuring has been a new one. There's a couple of them.
Well, you can catch Ron Livingston as John Carver in the new miniseries Saints and Strangers, which kicks off on Sunday at 9 p.m. on National Geographic Channel. It's just been a pleasure to have a chance to talk to you, and thank you so much.
All right, thanks, man. Very appreciate it.
And you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.